Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Zenfinity Podcast and your motivation in minutes. Every Thursday this month, I will be covering life goals that can set you up for a happier life. So without any further ado, let's continue with our next set of goals. Up first is master public speaking. One of humanity's top fears is public speaking, but learning to address a crowd is an excellent life skill to develop. The great thing about public speaking is that it gets easier at each time that you do it. Join a club like Toastmasters to master the art in a safe environment and astonish your friends with fantastic wedding speeches and toasts at all the significant events in your life. After that is do something exhilarating. Want to live an epic life? Do something that will get your blood pumping. Jump out of an airplane, go paragliding, or climb a majestic mountain. Embark on a scary adventure that will thrill you and give you lasting memories of when you did something crazy. After that is host the perfect party. Hosting is hard. Between developing a guest list, decorating, and preparing the perfect meals or snacks, you must ensure your visitors are all having a great time. It's a nuanced skill, not often celebrated for all the work that goes into it. Make it a goal to be a great host. Have family celebrations at your home, throw dinner parties and potlucks, and become known for providing a safe, comfortable space for get-togethers. As a bonus, you'll reap the benefits of more robust connections. After that, start a business. Want to own your own time? Starting a business might be a top life goal for you. With advances in internet technology, starting a business is easier than ever. In the past, you needed a lot of capital to establish a brick and mortar storefront. Now, you can start an online business with only a small initial investment. Consider dropshipping, blogging, opening an Etsy shop, or one of the numerous online business ventures available. Up next is mend a broken relationship. Humans are complicated. We have strong emotions and sometimes act out in fear, anger, and even despair. We say things sometimes we don't mean and hurt the people we love the most. Make it an effort to mend fences. Apologize if you've done something wrong. Reach out to them, even if they were in the wrong. They may too be scared to take the first step. But accept what you can't fix. It's essential to remember that not all relationships can be fixed. You don't need to maintain relationships that don't work for you, and you don't need to expose yourself to toxic people. Accept that some people will never change, and that ending the relationship is sometimes the best course, even with close family. Up next, move away from home. The U.S. Census Bureau found that nearly 60% of all people live within 10 miles of where they grew up. A hometown is safe and comfortable, but you miss out on the opportunity to grow and develop. Move away from your hometown. Go to college in a different state or country. Take that job on the coast. Moving is scary and expensive, but exploring new places and meeting new people will help you grow as a person. Up next, fix up an old house. There are TV shows that inspired millions to try their hand at fixing up an old house. Purchasing a fixer-upper allows you to get into some home ownership for a lower cost and transform it into your dream home. Learn how to lay carpet, tear down drywall, and install new sinks. Become a DIY master while creating your perfect house. Plus, you'll teach yourself a new set of skills. And finally, master basic life skills. Everyone should know how to cook a few basic meals, change a tire, balance their budget, clean the oven, and even make small talk. Master the basics of life and take pleasure in knowing you can handle yourself in any situation. I hope you enjoyed this month-long series. Join us next month as we move into the Christmas season. I can hear the jingle bells already. Thanks for listening to your Motivation in Minutes.